You are Locked On Jazz, your daily podcast on the Utah Jazz. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
It is Locked On Jazz for the 5th of April. Just simply remarkable. Absolutely incredible. Mind-blowing, terrific basketball on a regular occasion. Let's just take a day and absorb how great the Jazz have been this year. It's all coming up on Locked On Jazz. Pow! How are you? I'm David Locke, radio voice of the Utah Jazz, Jazz NBA insider. This is Locked On Jazz, your daily podcast on the Utah Jazz, giving you insight, expertise, geeky numbers, and hopefully making it way better to be a Jazz fan every day, but the Jazz are doing that. I just wanted to, I'm getting this way every day when I prep. Late last night, I was prepping for the Jazz and the Mavericks. We're 38-11. 38-11. There have been a lot of great basketball teams that have come through Utah, one of the winningest franchises in the NBA. We've been blessed with Stockton and Malone and Darren and Carlos. And great, great. We've never seen this before. This is the best start ever in franchise history. We've never had a team that, depending what metrics you want to use, if you use cleaning the glasses, not non-blowout minutes, the Jazz are the number one offense in the NBA and the number two defense. And if you don't use blowout time, they're the number two offense and the number three defense, with the best net differential by 2.7 points over anybody else in the NBA. This is truly one of the great basketball teams in the regular season that the NBA has seen. Like, we're winning 78% of our games. On the simplest terms, that has only been done 25 times in the history of the league. Cherish this. Enjoy it. Be blown away by it. Love every second of it. Don't worry about what's next. It's just the greatest Jazz team ever was the 96-97 team, and they won 64 games, won 78% of their games. Like, there just are not many teams in NBA history that win 78% of games. We have had 3 9-game win streaks this year. It's a 72-game schedule. A 9-game win streak is 12.5% of the schedule, and we've won 9 in a row 3 different times. We're destroying teams. Destroying teams. We have led by 30 10 times, led by 20 26 times, led for over 40 minutes of a game. To me, this is incredible. Led, not like didn't trail, led, not like 0-0, 2-2, 4-4, 6-6, led. For 23 games this year by over 40 minutes, and 11 games this year by over 45. 11 times this year, we've taken the lead in the first 3 minutes of a game and never relinquished it. This is just remarkable. It's really one of the great teams we've seen. And you can go through NBA history, you don't have many teams that are in the top 3 in both offense and defense in the same season. It's really special stuff. Really, really special. Last year, the Milwaukee Bucks, who were the best team, were 8th in offense and number 1 in defense. The Bucks the year before that We're fourth in offense and one in defense. The Houston Rockets, the Golden State Warriors, the Warriors did it. 2016-17, you get to the Warriors, number one in offense, number two in defense, 11-point differential. 15-16, Warriors, you get number one in offense. They slipped in defense. They were number six. The Spurs were 4-1. These are the best teams we've seen in the last decade, and we're in that group. 14-15, Warriors were 1-2. It's just an incredible, and we're doing it, you know, differently, right? It's not, we're not, the world around us is not comfortable with what's being done. In other words, we don't have LeBron. We don't have Giannis, the next star. We don't have Tim Duncan, who did it. It's not entirely clear. What is clear is we're, in one thing that's important to us, we're revolutionizing the way the game is played offensively with the three-point shot. Like, Joe Ingles takes 6 threes a game and is making 50%. We need to spend more time on where we were Friday in the discussion about how incredibly valuable Joe Ingles is in the NBA right now. Mike Conley is taking 7 threes a game at 41%. Donovan Mitchell is taking 8 three-point shots a game and making 40%. He's one of the great shooters the NBA has. Royce O'Neal's taking 4 a game, 40%. George Niang's taking 3 a game, 39.5%. And Bojan Bogdanović is taking 6 a game at 39%. You add up those guys. I'm just leaving out Jordan Clarkson. I don't have to, but I am. That's 34 three-point shot attempts from guys that average 39% or better. And Joe's averaging 50. It's incredible. It's different. Last year, the Dallas Mavericks were the first team to take over 40% of their shots as threes and be good at it. Houston had taken all these threes, and they weren't necessarily good at it. Now you have Dallas last year takes all these threes at 37%. They come at the most efficient offense of all time. The Jazz have blown that out of the water. And then we have Rudy, who's just amazing. Really, really, really interesting conversation that was brief and one of those times where, again, just not to harp on it, but it's just so hard to do this job justice right now and to give you what we can. But one great beginning of a conversation with Steve Clifford that would have been even better had we not had the Zoom world where you can't follow up questions. I've been around the league long enough. I'm fortunate enough that I'm able to find, you know, sit, talk to these guys. I've been around, they've seen me enough. I can usually do kind of a one-off, and I would have loved to do a one-off with him on a conversation about the value of Rudy Gobert today in the modern era. I'll touch on that in the next segment, but on his value offensively. I mean, Rudy's defensive value. We saw Nikola Vucevic and Zach LaVine, who are both all-stars on Friday night, just want no part of Rudy. No part. And the Jazz weren't great that night, but it was ridiculous the impact Rudy was having on that game. Defensive rating with Rudy on the floor again, 100 again. It's like every night we tell the same story. And the defensive rating with him off the floor, this year is actually very similar to what it was last year. What's incredible is over the last 2 years, with this offensive-minded team, Rudy Gobert has been playing defense at an unbelievable level, and the minute he goes off the floor, the team's like in the 16th percentile defensively. I still think no one has any idea how great he is. On Friday night, Nikola Vucevic shot 2 of 10 when Rudy Gobert was the closest defender. He is now shooting below 25% over the last 3 years when Rudy's the closest defender. Zach LaVine, who's an all-star, went 2 of 8 when Rudy was the closest defender. It's just kind of endless. I mean, it's going to be really interesting to watch tonight. We'll get into it again here in just a minute with Luka. And then what the Jazz did to Orlando, it felt unfair. And the fact is, Orlando just beat the Clippers, beat the Pelicans who were shorthanded, and played Denver hard. And instead, the Jazz just broke their will in the first few minutes of the game. In the first period the other night against Orlando, the Jazz offensive rating was a 165. Their defensive rating was an 86. The defensive rating with Rudy Gobert on the floor in 20 minutes the other night was a 72.1. 72.1. This team's incredible. The weapons, the style of play, the dominant play of Rudy, and now you got Donovan is just truly one of the great shooters the league has seen. Absolutely unbelievable work by Donovan Mitchell right now. Today's show is brought to you by Murdoch Chevy, located in Woods Cross, also up in Logan. The incredible lineup of Chevy trucks, the Silverado and the Colorado Chevy, just makes them better than anyone else. Super lineup as well of all of the fabulous SUV lineups. The Tahoe and the Suburban are legendary Chevy vehicles. But the Equinox is the smaller SUV that traversed the middle, and now the new Blazer and Trailblazer in the middle. Chevy's just built a great lineup of cars, and it's all for you at Murdoch Chevy, located in Woods Cross, also located in Logan. Murdochs have been with Utah for 90 years, and Chevy's a piece of Americana. It's a great combination. It's Utah, it's Chevy, it's America, it's Murdoch Chevy. Stop by Woods Cross and in Logan. Feel free to email me first at dlock09@gmail.com. And speaking of cars, if you're looking for parts, Rock Auto is the place. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts for hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules, brake parts, to tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet. RockAuto.com's catalog is unique, remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, RockAuto.com, always reliably low, and same for professionals as it is for do-it-yourselfers. So why walk into the brick-and-mortar store and pay twice as much? Because they have limited inventory. Get more inventory, get better prices, and do it at rockauto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, and always the parts your car will ever need. All the parts your car will ever need. Always. rockauto.com. Right, locked on the How'd You Hear About Us box as you go to rockauto.com. That's locked on the How'd You Hear About Us box. By the way, Locked On Zags and Locked On Baylor did a crossover for the national championship game today. And Locked On Today is a great, great way for you to get all of that as well. Now let's go back to Donovan for a second and how great he has been. He has become one of the great shooters, really maybe like in the game. So Donovan right now is over 40% from three while taking 8 attempts a game. We got to make sure we understand the value of this. Joe Ingles is over 50%, right? We just talked about taking 4 a game. Mind-blowing. There have only been 17 seasons in the history of the NBA in which a player has actually taken 8 threes a game and made over 40%. 5 of them are going on right now. So coming into this season, it only happened 12 times in NBA history. Here's pretty incredible, the revolution that's going on. Ray Allen did it in the 05-06 season. Okay, he took 8 threes a game. He nailed, he made 41%. And then it did not happen again for 10 seasons until Steph Curry did it. Then Klay Thompson and Steph Curry did it the next year. Then Klay Thompson and Steph Curry did it the next year. Okay, like, then Steph Curry did it. Then Steph Curry did it. Like, that's it. Up to 2018-19, the only guys who'd ever done this in the history of the game were Ray Allen in 05-06, then the Warriors changed the game in 14-15, 15-16, 16-17, 17-18. 18-19. In 1920, last year, Duncan Robinson, Dame Lillard, and Davis Bertans all did it. They all took over 8 threes and made 40%. And this year, Terry Rozier, Duncan Robinson, Donovan Mitchell, and CJ McCollum are doing it along with Steph Curry. So what Donovan is doing right now at over 8 three-point attempts a game and making over 40%, and he is in a different place right now. He has hit 32 of his last 51. Have been done by Ray Allen, Davis Bertans last year, Steph Curry 6 times, Dame Lillard once, CJ McCollum this year, Donovan Mitchell, Duncan Robinson twice, Terry Rozier this year, and Klay Thompson twice. 9 players in the history of the game have ever done this. Now let's go to what Joe Ingles is doing. Joe Ingles is shooting over 50% from 3 on over 4 attempts a game. This has been done by no one ever in the history of the league. No one. No one. Joe Ingles is making 50% of his threes on 5.5 attempts. It's never been done. What gets interesting is when you just start to like jack the numbers up and give Joe some leeway and you say, you know, keep taking more than 5 a game and make over 45% of your threes. That's only been done in the NBA 18 times. Some of the same names. Some others. Dana Barros was the first to do it. Like, you just, this is, we have guys doing things that have never been done before collectively at a rate that have never been done before. So it's really hard to understand what's going on if you're in the outside world, but what we're watching is incredible. Truly, truly incredible. By the way, the players who have ever taken 5 threes a game and made over 45%, Dana Barros did it in 94-95. Glenn Rice did it in 96-97, which I think is the year they shortened the thing. Steve Novak did it in 54 games for the Knicks in 11-12, as did Ray Allen for Boston. Kyle Korver did it in 12-13 for Atlanta. Kyle Korver did it again in 14-15 and again in 16-17. Steph Curry did it in 12-13. He only played 5 games. J.J. Redick did it in 15-16. Steph Curry did it in 15-16. Kyle Korver did it in 16-17. Joe Harris, 18-19. Danny Green did it for the title-winning Raptors in 18-19. J.J. Redick, Seth Curry did it last year. Marcus Morris is actually doing it this year for the Clippers, Joe Ingles, and Joe Harris. Historic stuff. That's why we're having a historic season. It's really remarkable. All right, fun games this week, and then we'll do our Monday trends. So Dallas is the matchup tonight. And then we go to Phoenix on Wednesday. We have Portland on a back end of a back-to-back on Thursday and Sacramento on Saturday. A lot of games. So Dallas is interesting because Dallas causes us some problems. But we actually match up pretty well against Dallas because they play the fewest amount of possessions in transition of anyone in the NBA. And if we have a weakness, it's our transition defense. Our half-court defense is number 1 in the NBA. Their half-court offense is number 4 because of Luka. We just really don't have anyone, obviously, to guard Luka, but nor does anyone in the NBA. He's just a game-changing figure. And so, you know, that will be interesting for us to watch. We've handled Luka fairly well this year. I mean, he scored 30 in every matchup, but we've done an okay job of kind of keeping him. Well, we won both games. How's that? Like, that's really it. Joe Ingles guarded him. He shot 4 of 10. Royce O'Neal, he went 5 of 8. Unbelievably, Rudy Gobert is the closest defender on Luka. He went 8 of 12. He's just not bothered by that. Jawan Morgan actually guarded Luka for a little while and was all right. I think he's probably still injured and probably not a card we would go to. A year ago, By the way, Luka was 2 of 6 against Rudy, so we may be seeing his growth. He was not great against us in the one game he played against us last year. So half court, Luka's tough. They take the 5th most amount of threes. We generally deny that, so we should be all right in that regard. They allow the 22nd most amount of threes, so we should be able to still get our threes up. They don't force a lot of turnovers, which is like our Achilles heel. So we actually match up pretty darn well against Dallas. We do not match up well against Phoenix. So that'll be a real test. And we don't match up well against Phoenix for a few reasons. One is Phoenix's shot distribution is really funky. And they don't do the things that we want them to do. So Phoenix is 28th in the league at shots at the rim. So Rudy suddenly doesn't have nearly the same impact when he keeps them off the rim. They do take a ton of corner threes, which we generally take away. They're 13th in the league in three-point attempts. But because of Devin Booker and because of Chris Paul, they're pretty willing to play in the mid-range. They make 49% of their mid-range shots, and they will force us into kind of pulling Rudy up a little higher and playing out of his comfort zone, which then gets people behind us, and then we're not quite as good defensively. They're the 5th best half-court offensive team, which against, you know, is hard. They don't do a lot of offensive rebounding or anything like that. They don't play a ton in transition, thankfully, for us. Again, that's kind of our Achilles, is when the teams get out and run a ton. Phoenix is 11th highest in the league in transition, so it's not crazy. Dallas tonight is 29th in the league in transition. So they don't get out the same way. But Phoenix's defense does cause us problems. They're really long and physical defensively. DeAndre Ayton is actually playing much, much better defense. And they have the 3rd best half-court defense in the NBA. So now all of a sudden you're taking our offense against a defense that's almost as good as ours. Not quite. The Jazz defense is kind of on another level right now. About a point better per game than Phoenix's. But that's... And they get physical and get in us, and we can't move it the same way, and they're able to do a lot of things. And then they have a lineup, Phoenix does, where both these teams have lineups that, by definition, should cause us some problems. And that is where they both can kind of go small. Dallas will play Maxi Kleber at the center, and that makes things a little uncomfortable for us. Or they'll play, it has not been as successful this year for them, or they'll play Porzingis as the center. And obviously with Porzingis as the center, they're have him out. But Porzingis is kind of such a mixed bag right now. I'm not entirely sure how much he hurt you. Branson has been just great for them. Brunson, excuse me, for them recently. So keep an eye on him tonight. And then with Phoenix, and I don't mean to do the whole Phoenix preview now, but I did some of this work last night. You know, they have Ayton is their primary, but they're playing Dario Saric as their backup center, and their bench units with Dario Saric are crushing people. That's their big strength. So suddenly when we go to our Rudy Gobert, now they matched Ayton to Gobert last time, which was interesting. They avoided that lineup. When Ayton's their center so far this year, they're at about a plus 5.2. When Saric is their center this year, they have been just terrific. And that's a tough matchup for us. They're at plus 14.4. All right, those are fun matchups this week, all coming up for you. Locked On Bets is your daily podcast for all things gambling. If you want to play the game tonight, do it at betonline.ag. Use the promo code LOCKEDON and get a 50% welcome bonus. Major League Baseball's underway. They've got the run line, the money line, the total on all those ball games. For you, plus, what is the line tonight, by the way, on the Baylor, let's see, NCAA basketball, Gonzaga is a 4.5-point favorite tonight, with the over-under at 159, NBA futures, by the way, still Brooklyn is still the favorite at plus 225. Lakers at plus 325. Clippers at plus 600. Jazz at plus 800. Bucks at plus 850. A little surprising. We haven't moved at all. Like, at some point, we're still doing this. I would think that some of those lines would move. Conference futures, Lakers plus 180, Clippers plus 280, Jazz plus 375, and Denver just plus 850. I've said it a lot. Denver's really good. It's all at betonline.ag. Use the promo code LOCKEDON to get your 50% welcome bonus. Today's show also brought to you by Built Bar. They named the champ. It is unquestionably the champ. It was chocolate or coconut brownie chunk. Not a big surprise there. The enticing eight were cookies and cream, coconut almond, cookie dough chunk, birthday cake, coconut brownie chunk, caramel brownie, coconut puff, and mint brownie. Go find out what your favorite Built Bar by going to BuiltBar.com right now. Get three free packets of Built Go with a purchase. Build your boxes, mix box, or grab the mix box or build your own boxes. It's at BuiltBar.com. Only 130 calories, 2.5 fat grams, only 4 grams of sugar, 6 fiber, and 17 grams of protein. It's BuiltBar.com. Promo code LOCKED15 gets you 15% off. All right, we always do Trends Monday. Trends Monday. We always start with cleaning the glass and the great work of Ben Falk and his group. And then we go to the last. So this is last 2 weeks. And then we look at last 10 games. Number one team in the NBA last 2 weeks is the Utah Jazz. They've won 8 straight and their point differential is plus 23. I mean, it's silly. Clippers are 2. Phoenix is 3. Portland is 4. They're 5-2 at 8.2 differential. Boston is 4 at 4-4, though. Dallas is 6. So we've got Phoenix at plus 10, and Dallas is what's 5 of 7. I mean, we're playing just two of the hottest teams in the league, and we're the hottest. And then Denver at 6-1, all West. Best offenses in the NBA the last 2 weeks, Utah 1, Portland 2, Denver 3, Sacramento 4, Phoenix 5. Dallas, interestingly, not in this group. They're at 14th, but listen to this. Number one defense in the NBA, Utah. Number two, New York. Number three, the Lakers. Pretty impressive. Clippers 4. Dallas, the 5th best defense in the NBA over the last 2 weeks. Phoenix is 6th. So really big test for us. Is our defense good enough all the time, even against good teams? And is our offense able to handle elite defensive teams this next 2 games? Should be just great. All right, who's struggling? The worst team in the league right now is Cleveland, Oklahoma City, Golden State, Minnesota, Chicago. Nothing surprising here other than Chicago. And Washington is trying to win. The worst offenses in the league are Cleveland, Lakers, Oklahoma City, Washington, Orlando, Minnesota, Golden State. It's interesting. Minnesota's playing fast enough. You can't tell that they're bad. Golden State's not defending, allowing 122. Chicago, Minnesota, San Antonio not defending. Sacramento, Houston, Oklahoma City. Not any big surprises there. All right, let's look at the last 10 games. Sometimes it tells a little bit of a different story than just the last 2 weeks. It's a little bit longer stretch. The number one team in the NBA is your Utah Jazz. The number two, the Dallas Mavericks. That's the matchup. Two hottest teams in the NBA, best teams in the NBA over the last 10 games. Differential. Jazz at 16.4, Dallas at 11.5. Clippers are 3 at 10.8. Suns are 4 at 9.6. Nuggets are 5 at 6.6. It's all Western Conference teams. Just dominant. So the Jazz are playing Dallas number 2 and Phoenix number 4. Number 1 offense over the last 10 games is Utah. Number 2, Denver. Number 3, Portland. Number 4, Dallas. Now there's where Dallas clicks in. Number 5, Phoenix. What a test these next 2 games. Clippers, Atlanta. Number 1 defense in the NBA last 10 games, Tom Thibodeau's Knicks, followed by the Jazz, Lakers, 76ers, Dallas, 5, Clippers, 6, and Phoenix, 7. Who's been terrible? Lakers are the worst offense in the NBA the last 10 games. Thunder, Cavaliers, Wizards, Warriors, Magic. Whose defense been awful? Thunder, Rockets, Spurs. Spurs, again, that's a little surprising. They've lost 7 of 10, though. Sacramento, Minnesota, and Chicago. And the worst teams in the NBA, Thunder, minus 16, Cleveland, minus 8, Timberwolves, minus 8, Warriors, minus 8, Magic, minus 7, Bulls, minus 7. If you play us, you get on this list. And then Washington. All right, that is Locked On Jazz today. Thanks very much for tuning in. Appreciate you very much. What a great year it's been. Hopefully you're enjoying every step of the way. Today's show was brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliable, low prices, all the carts you'll ever need. Visit rockauto.com. Tell them Locked On sent you. Right now, tell your smart device to play the most recent episode of podcast Locked On today.